special edition of the Inside Outside Guys on 760 WJR. Sponsored by Lake Point Electric. Never lose power again with a whole home Briggs & Stratton generator. For all your home's electrical needs, visit mylakepointelectric.com. Now here are the Inside Outside Guys, Ken Calverley and Chuck Bridenstine.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the bonus hour. Again, what the guys like to call the education hour. Today, featuring Lake Point Electric. Chuck, it's going to be a very informative show.
Yeah, it is going to go by quickly. If you're interested in standby electrical generation, if you're interested in EV chargers, or anything to do with electrical upgrades to your existing home, you're going to want to listen.
You know, years ago, you'd drive down the road and you'd see none of those air conditioning condensers next to houses. And now they all have them.
Yep.
And same thing's going to be true with the standby generator. Few houses have them now, but there's going to be a time where every house you see is going to have a standby generator and a secondary means of generation for their house or electrification for their house. So we're going to talk about that and much more of your electrical needs in the next hour of the Inside Outside Guys, again featuring Lake Point Electric right here on AM 760 WJR.
Welcome back to the bonus hour of the Inside Outside Guys, sponsored by Lake Point Electric. 877-777-WIRE. 777-WIRE. We've got Paul Olivieri and Dominic Vitale with us to actually handle the expertise, right, Ken?
Yeah, expertise in electrical, which you and I ain't got.
No.
No, we call the professionals.
Lake Point.
Lake Point Electric. Paul, Dominic, how you doing, guys?
Good, how about you?
Doing great.
Good. Hey, do us a favor. Let's just start, let's just spend the first segment just talking about Lake Point Electric, how you guys got started, your experience in the business, and where you plan to go in the future.
Well, Lake Point Electric started in 1998. We started out as a new construction electrical contractor, as well as doing a lot of service work, and then we grew into we started to install generators, and that has been our main focus lately on servicing, installing, and repairing our generators. So it's actually been a great year and a lot of interest in generators right now, and that's where we're kind of heading into.
And Dominic, you're the man in the field, right?
Yes, sir.
When someone calls Lake Point Electric, good chance they're going to see you?
Yes, I do all the bidding, quoting, and I'm even there on the generator installs. I mean, I might not be there all the whole job, but I'm there for most of the job, and I'm there till the end. And when the generator's all done, starting it up and, you know, getting the people, you know, familiar with that generator so that they have a little knowledge of it before we leave.
You're the one responsible for that project.
Yes,
he's absolutely responsible.
You know what? I can think of a lot of projects that homeowners are, you know, when a project's done, whether it be siding, roofing, your name, a homeowner's like, whoa, that looks good. But when a generator's done, I got to think they got to go, boy, that feels good.
Absolutely.
It just feels good to know that peace I don't have to deal with, especially the older part of our populations. People are getting older, and I had one installed with my mom probably 5 or 6 years ago, and I was there last week, and she said, thank you so much.
She doesn't even like you.
No. Well, she did once I got that for her.
Well, that's true. That changed the relationship. But, so you guys are Lake Point's a diamond dealer.
Yes.
Briggs & Stratton. What does that mean to our listeners?
Well, it means that we carry at least 2 certified guys to fix and install generators. We have 6 of them to service and fix that are all certified. So, yeah, and that's the key. Today, in generator installation, it's not even the brand anymore. It's what the brand's going to give you for a warranty. And the company that's installing, making sure they're going to come back to maintain it and fix it and keep that generator running for years on out.
And Paul, certifications, are those your guys certified through Briggs & Stratton? They go straight to Briggs & Stratton to get that certification?
Yes, we go to Wisconsin and actually sit through a 4-day class where is it 5-day?
Yep.
Oh my God, we were there for 5 days.
Good thing
we were there for
him.
5 days, that's right. And it's It's in class and hands-on service. Basically, what they do is they go through every component of the generator, including the engine, and then we go into the lab and they simulate breakdowns,
troubleshooting.
They simulate AVR failures, spark failure. What's the other thing?
Rotor and stator failure.
Rotor stator failure. All the different failures that you're going to see in the field, and
that you could see in the field.
They break them while we're in class. They take things apart, and then we have to go in, and then we have to read the codes, and then figure out and then sometimes they'll do two different things to it, and they'll trick us, and which are things that truly happen in the field.
Absolutely.
And then the guys have to go in and figure out what the repair is, and it gives us an idea of not only what parts we need to carry in the trucks, what tools we need, and just what we need to be looking out for especially when we're installing, to make sure that when they assemble the generator, remember these things are coming down a line, and then they're boxed, they're delivered, they're put in a truck, they're high load, they're moved around, and things come loose in those things, so they might work for a few minutes, and then so we have to go through when we install and check and verify that everything is still connected correctly, so that in a day or a week or a month when we leave, that generator is gonna run. So it's a really good training course, and it's
so Lake Point could probably choose any brand that it wants to, right?
Yeah,
sure. You've chosen Briggs & Stratton. How come?
Well, Briggs & Stratton has been a great company for us since 06 or 09, I think we started. But,
well, they've been around forever.
Right. But we've been a generator company with them, and they help us out anyway. They've never told me that they'll never cover any warranty call that I've ever went in. It's American-made. That motor is actually made in Wisconsin, not shipped to Wisconsin. They're just an all-around, and everybody's extending warranties to 10 years, where Briggs & Stratton always gives the 10-year warranty, and they have since 2019.
Is that parts and labor?
That's parts, yes. Labor, travel, and major components.
And it's bumper-to-bumper for 10 years. There's no, it's
the
not
only
a limited
thing, basically,
warranty.
That you've got to pay for in the course of the first 10 years would be maintenance on the generator every year, and then a battery, if a battery had failed.
Yep.
And how important is that maintenance that people do?
Extremely important.
Oh, 100%. I tell people maintenance. I mean, it's key. Because don't get me wrong, the people that have their generators and maintain them, they're 20-some years old running great. And then the people that don't, they're having problems with them all the time.
So power goes off and the generator doesn't work. And, of course, they blame you.
Of course they do. I mean, they do.
Right. Oh, yeah.
They blame, yeah.
So it's you not go break, over there.
Yeah, yeah, we go out and
oil
service
or,
it.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely. Whatever it takes to get it back up and working. And, I mean, there's 99% of them, when we leave, they're back up and working.
And, Paul, you guys service all brands, do you not?
We do. We primarily service Briggs & Stratton. We service Generac. And those are the components that we carry most of the time. We can service other generators, but the parts that we carry in our trucks are typically Briggs and Generac.
Right.
Okay. And like I said, you guys, like Chuck said, I apologize, you guys could have chose anything. And you chose this because you believe in it. You believe in the warranty. You believe in the customer service.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely.
I mean, we have a good rapport with them. And, we could have a good rapport with any of the companies. I mean, with the volume that we buy, they're always calling us. But, I look at it like this. A Ford dealership just sells Fords. They could sell all their cars, GMs and everything, but they don't. Because they're going to focus on what they know and the product that they carry, and let the other guys, sell the other product.
Sure.
But we believe, we believe in the Briggs product, the name, the engines, and
they've always had a great name.
They're only getting
better. Been around
better.
Forever.
I believe they're only getting better.
I believe. Well, let's go to break. And when we get back from break, let's talk about how you size some of these units. Some people don't have to power their own homes, their whole homes. Some people want to power their whole homes. Let's do that. And then we'll talk about how important that maintenance is. You're listening to the Inside Outside Guys with special guest Lake Point Electric, only on AM 760 WJR.
Welcome back to this special edition of the Inside Outside Guys, sponsored by Lake Point Electric on WJR. Never lose power again with a whole home Briggs & Stratton generator. For all your home's electrical needs, visit mylakepointelectric.com. Once again, here are Ken and Chuck.
Ken mentioned sizing. Some people want to do half a house. Some people want to do their whole house. Is that an option for them?
100%. Yeah, so I mean, we have so many different ways now to do that. We have load management, which,
you know, what is that?
Load management is for your bigger appliances, air conditioners, electric ovens, electric dryers, hot
furnaces.
Tubs. Furnace would be a 110 circuit, so we don't need to really load manage that. We're looking, so that's what puts a generator over, is the ranges, the dryers, the pools, hot tubs.
Gotcha.
You know, they're bigger.
Yeah, we want to make it so that your furnace, your sump pump, your garage door opener, your general lighting, your refrigerator in your kitchen, maybe your freezer. And, you know, your needs come on, and don't get superseded by a larger load that may turn back on when the power goes out and kick off your furnace or trip the generator.
Sure. Right.
So we want to make sure that those loads are, the big loads are managed.
Right. So, I mean, that's why you either give them depending on what their budget is and everything like that, we give them a big enough generator that just accepts the load. But then you get the people that don't have the budget and they still want the oven and they want the air conditioner, but they don't need to necessarily. And as long as they're okay with, hey, we're not going to use our air conditioner while we're cooking for those 20, 30 minutes, it's going to shut itself off with the load management. And if they're fine with that, then that's great. You know, and like I tell people, it might take you a couple of years before you even use your cooking equipment on the generator to have a long enough power outage. I mean,
right.
Nowadays it doesn't seem like that. We lose power for days all every time, but you know, where we're going to be using, and that's gotten more popular over the last couple of years, is having the ovens on the generators. Because before, people were like, yeah, I'll use my barbecue or I'll use this. But now that we have these 5-6, 4-5 day power outages, people are needing them.
Is there an average size for a house that you're finding, or a typical size?
Yeah, I mean, that's where Briggs really kind of makes it out. We have our 12 kW, which would do typically from, like, you know, your 1,000 square foot to about 2,500. And that's also depending what you have for electric appliances. But then we get into that, you know, 2,500 to 3,000 to maybe 4,200. We do a 20 kW. And then we have our 26 kW, which I've done up to almost 10,000 square foot with.
Wow. You know, I tell a story of many years ago, I think it was probably in 98, I was down in Missouri and we were getting a storm up here. And the only way, and of course I was worried about my sump pump because nobody was home. Mm-hmm. And the only way I was able to tell whether we lost power up here was to every hour call my house and see if my answer machine picked up. And if it picked up, I knew I still had power.
Right.
But people don't need to do that anymore. If I would have had a standby generator, I honestly would have enjoyed that vacation so much more.
Well, is there remote monitoring for
that? That's where I was going with this.
Absolutely. And that's the next thing we got. We are teamed up now with OmniMatrix. And OmniMatrix, you know, all these generator companies have their own little Wi-Fi based, you know, system that would report to them. But the OmniMatrix, and we find those have a lot of problems because we know it's hard to get the internet to go to the run room to the next room, let alone go outside. So now with our new OmniMatrix, it's basically like putting a cell phone in your generator, and it's a cellular base, so it's
powered by the generator itself.
Right, and it comes through email or text.
It's powered from the battery of the generator.
Right.
Gotcha.
So whether the power goes out or not, that battery has a charge.
And the nice part about the OmniMatrix over the rest of the other monitoring services is that anywhere in the world, we can start the generator up, reset the generator, manually override it, which you could never do before, which saves us. You know, sometimes it's just, air got in a little bit of the gas, and we had a little bubble in it, and it threw a fault, you know, and I'm halfway across the world. I can, they call me, I can easily go and pull it up, do a quick reset. Hey, you're up and running and good to go. We'll check it out next week and do a follow-up on it. You know, you guys are good to go for your power.
Yeah, range. This system will tell us, will tell us in real time with the customer that there was a fault, the generator didn't start. And it'll relay the fault to us remotely and the customer as well. So anything
I'm
talking about comes to us and goes to the customer.
So before the customer may be out of town,
call the customer before the customer even looks at their phone to realize there's a problem.
That's amazing customer service. You're going to call me to tell me I have an issue. Wow.
So what we're going to what we can do then is we can contact the customer and say, you know, we tried to restart your generator. It's showing a fault. We can send a truck out there if you like now or tomorrow or whatever. If you're home, obviously they're not home, they didn't realize, you know, and we can service your generator, you know, before you find out it's not going to run when the power goes out. It also will tell us what the fault is so we can bring the right parts to the job.
Right.
And the good part about this is that this is not just isolated to Briggs & Stratton. This can be installed on anybody's generator.
Now, is that an option that you offer?
It's an option.
What a great option. Or is that a standard?
It's an option.
It's an option. Because not everybody needs it, you know.
I remember years ago, I was out to dinner with Pat Kelly years ago, who installed so many of those in the past. And the storms are coming through. And he was so stressed out. He kept his phone in his hand looking at the storms, wondering when he was going to get called. Because the worst thing in the world that can happen is you purchase a standby generator, power goes off, and it doesn't start.
Mm-hmm.
With this technology you're talking about, there's so much less chance of that happening.
Right. I mean, this company that supplies us this product has been supplying this product for generators for years in hospitals and, you know, in probably radio stations and everywhere for monitoring generators. This system, this little component that runs, I think, what is it, AT&T runs that?
Yeah.
I think it's AT&T. Is what you're buying in your home is the same product, basically, that they're putting in hospital
generators.
Why
wouldn't you get that? Is it really expensive or just...
No, an initial to get it, you know, but, you know, it's, you know, the unit costs money. You got to put it in,
sure.
And then we give you your first year subscription.
Right.
It's all included in one. And then after that, it's just monthly, right? Or yearly. You pay for it yearly
up front.
So you pay for the whole year right at the get to go.
You're done.
Yeah, you're done. But, you know, the really nice part about this whole thing, other than the monitoring and it tells you all that, but it also will tell you when problems are going to occur. Like your battery voltage is,
right,
in the last 2 days have dropped, you know, a half a volt, you know, or half, you know, getting down there. Something should be checked on that battery, where the other ones would just tell you when the battery died, right? your generator died. Well, now it's dead and you're out of power, you know.
Right.
So this will tell us before the problem occurs.
So this is what people want. They want to be able to control their home from their phones. They want to control their lighting.
Right.
You know, I had a guy pick up some material from my house yesterday, and it was 10 o'clock in the morning, and he says, "Are you home?" I go, "No, it's 10 o'clock in the morning. I'm at work." So,
is this an owner, Paul?
This is a trade of ours, and he had to pick up some roofing material for my house. And so I went on my phone, I opened my garage door. Since my door was open, I locked my house door.
You locked us out when we were there a year ago.
Yeah, I locked
you. I locked us.
Most people do.
When we see you coming, we lock all the doors, which close the blinds. And then he said he left, and I looked at my camera. I saw that he drove away, and then I just pressed the button. I shut the door, and then while I'm doing that, I could check my generator. I can make sure, you know, my lights are on, my sump pump. You know, my alarm is monitored. My sump pumps are monitored for high water.
Sure.
So if that happens, my alarm. If it's almost to the point that if something happens to my house, it's my fault, you know, because it's everything is telling you what's going on. And this is just one more thing that, you know, that you can look at on your phone or your computer and monitor the status of your generator.
We're talking to Paul Oliveri and Dominic Vitale from Lake Point Electric. The phone number 877-77-WIRE. We're going to go to break. And when we get back, you know, Paul, there are people out there that will install generators and not pull a permit from the the city. Let's talk about that, how big of a no-no that is when we get back from break. You're listening to the Inside Outside Guys, again, featuring Lake Point Electric.
Welcome back to the bonus hour of the Inside Outside Guys show, sponsored by Lake Point Electric. We've got Paul Oliveri and Dominic Vitale with us to answer any of the technical questions. Before we went to break, Ken mentioned permitting. Are generator installs something that require a permit and more than maybe one permit?
Absolutely. Mechanical and electrical. Some cities also require zoning, for placement of the generator. But yeah, I mean, especially in certain cities like Bloomfield has decibel ratings at property lines. So if you put the generator in the wrong spot, or, you know, you don't know what you're doing and you just you know, you're not really a generator installer and you just go stick it anywhere and you don't know the noise level to the property, you're going to fail.
Can I ask you about noise? Are they loud?
They're gotten a lot quieter, big time. So your portable...
You know they're running, but
right,
they're not super loud.
Right. I mean, most people, like especially my 12K, like I started one up yesterday for a homeowner, and they're like, I can't believe how quiet it is.
Is that an air-cooled four-cycle?
Yep. Four-stroke, two-cylinder, the Vanguard motor. Yeah, it's so Briggs & Stratton has two speeds. So weekly tests, cool down, burn off cycles, we run at 64 decibels at 10 feet, and then we run at 70 decibels at normal operation at 10 feet.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So here's what happens. People find that they'll hire some guy, or maybe they'll buy the generator at, you know, Costco or something and install it themselves. Well, what happens is, not only are the cities just making sure that you're wiring these things correctly, you're sizing the gas lines correctly, the gas meters are sized correctly. They're looking out for the homeowner, you know. But what happens is you'll install the generator and you might put it in an easement or a setback that's not within the ordinance of the city you live in.
Gotcha.
Let's say like you live in Grosse Pointe or you live in Bloomfield.
Which I find are some of the easiest cities to work with. I don't know if you do.
Bloomfield's pretty easy.
Yeah.
They're all pretty easy to work with. I mean, you just got to play by the rules. And and then what happens is, the neighbor next door is doing something or across the street, and an inspector drives by. Now, remember, you may have hired a contractor. This guy installed it. It works. You paid them. And the city says, you've got to move that generator.
Right.
And that's a job.
We've had that happen many times.
And that's on the owner.
And that's where the homeowners need to understand that maybe you're saving some money by not pulling a permit for $100 or $200. And, you know, but here's the problem. You need that verification from the city that what was done correctly, and it was placed in the correct spot. So there's been many times where I sat down with plot plans and scaled off lot lines, had an engineer go out and, you know, find the pins on a guy's lot to verify that, you know, we were 20 feet, 1 inch from that property line, and we were within that setback, and had to prove it to the city to get that verification. Because, you know, you don't want to spend $10,000 to install a generator to find out maybe a year or two later that you have to move it. And now the city is coming down on you saying it's in the wrong spot.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because we saw a statistic that said the average installed price in a residential application was $10,000 nationally. But you see these ads, you can buy the generator for $2,900. So a homeowner goes, well, gee, that seems like a big difference.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But the stress involved in that, and not only that, but then you get your brother's, cousin's, uncle's friend to install it, and they don't understand. If they install it wrong, can't just possibly hurt the people in the house. It can hurt people down the line.
Right.
Good point.
Or the
generator.
And that's why these inspections from the cities are so important. And the homeowners have to realize they're liable.
Right. Well, another, like one of the big things is, especially from a guy that doesn't know and bought it from the big box store.
Sure.
You know, and in his, like you said, brother's, cousin's, uncle, he puts the generator in. Well, the big box stores don't sell the cold weather kits. we live in Michigan. We right. have to have those cold weather kits put in or they void your warranties. So
what is that? Explain that to
us. Cold weather kit would be an oil warmer and a battery warmer for the generator to keep that oil from being frozen and prolongs the battery. You know, it really does, because now we're getting cold, not getting the cold cranking amps in the wintertime.
Sure.
And, you know, everybody knows those little, we're now to a Group 26 battery or Group 24 battery, so we're better. We used to be in those AMGs, and when they went,
yes.
you know. So, you know, that was you know, a big thing. But back on the whole, you know, you put that generator. We did it, a guy years ago had a generator put in on the side of his house. It was there for 7 years. His next door neighbor lost his house to foreclosure. His new neighbors moved in. Well, the generator made noise. It started up every week and ran for 20 minutes. And their kids slept at that hour every day. And when it started up, so they called the city instead of asking them just to change. Well, the guy never permitted it. And in the city of Troy, with the sound decibels, it couldn't even go there. We had to actually upgrade them to a larger size generator so it was quieter and move it onto the other side of the house.
Yeah. Wow.
Yep.
Not just because of neighbors, but there are other reasons why location is so important as far as intake. Talk about
absolutely.
That,
absolutely. And we come across that a lot, too, that they put the generator and the exhaust is blowing right into the window. You know, I mean, that is key. You know, we have all these generators and makes or brands are going to have different applications of how close you can be to a house, how close you can be to a bush, a window,
which way
combustible, yeah, which way you're turning the generator every which way. So there's a lot into it than just sticking a generator on the side of your house.
I went to bring parts to one of my repair guys out at a job one day, and we had installed a generator. We left, and the guy put a wood fence around the generator on the exhaust side of the generator. So I go there, and I knock on the door, and I say, you gotta come here, and I got to show you something. And the guy, I said, you have to take this fence out. And he goes, okay. And I go, no, you have to take it out right now while we're here. I go, touch this fence. It's ready to explode. This thing is, it was so hot.
We've gotten emails like that.
Yes.
And I'm like, if you don't do it, like, we have to take this thing down like right now. He was under a power outage and his generator, I think, didn't start that day, and something happened, and it had been running for hours. When we got there, it was, the fence was literally ready to catch fire. Yeah. So somebody has to explain to people, like, listen, there's certain things.
My son learned many times. He lost a lot of toys from leaving them in front of the exhaust port of my generator. Yeah. And
I love it.
They were just melted.
Yeah, absolutely.
Trees just get, you know, just, you know, burned up. You know,
especially when you're running for 5 to 6 days.
People don't understand how hot that gets.
Right.
So, you know, clearances are important. You know, your bushes, we tell people where to, you know, where to move things, where to, you know, what to do, what not to do, what you can do to cover it, you know, and ice, you know, keep it from being seen, but safely,
right.
You know. So there's a lot of crazy stories out there of fires and failures. And,
yeah, right.
Yeah.
Right.
But a lot of steps to getting a generator to install.
Sure.
Not just from your average guy, because they're going to miss a lot of the steps.
Right. You guys aren't the average guys. You guys are the professionals and people can trust you. But along with standby generator, I'm just going to name a few other things you do. A few other things, because there's a lot here. Electrical outlet and circuits, circuit breakers and fuses, panel upgrades, new construction, ceiling fans. Chuck and I talk about ceiling fans. Those are so important, and they're so not used by homeowners. Every decent room in a house should have a ceiling fan. You agree?
Everyone in my house has, yep, a ceiling fan, and they do not shut off all year round.
Yep. No, they not. And it's funny, because I think people are so scared to call electricians and plumbers and guys like that, because they think it's going to be so expensive, but it really isn't. I mean,
no.
Compared to the other trades, you guys are very reasonable.
Yeah, sure. We are, and we're very fair, and our technicians come out, they're well trained, they're very clean, we want to impress. So right. We want to get that call back, we want to get that referral.
Okay. All right. Boy, you guys are giving out a lot of great information. We're going to go to break, and we'll talk about something else that Chuck and I get a lot of questions on, a lot of emails about surge protection. Who needs them? If they get a standby generator, do they still need surge protection? And also, let's talk about the area you guys cover. Also, you offer some financing. So if people are home and they may not be able to fork out the money right now, you guys have great financing. And electric vehicle charging. You're listening to the Inside Outside Guys on WJR, and today we're talking to Lake Point Electric.
Welcome back to this special edition of the Inside Outside Guys, sponsored by Lake Point Electric on WJR. Never lose power again with a whole home Briggs & Stratton generator. For all your home's electrical needs, visit mylakepointelectric.com. Once again, here are Ken and Chuck.
Paul and Dominic here. They're guys you can talk to if you call their number at 877-777-WIRE. We need that jingle, Paul.
Yeah, we do.
Ken mentioned soon. Surge protection. Is that important for houses with or without generators?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, everybody should have, you know, don't get me wrong, have the surge protectors that you buy at, you know, the strips, and then, you know, all the way from
are
your
panel. Are those any good, Dominic?
Well,
depends on which one you buy.
Depends on which ones you buy. You got to really look at them, see what the actual surge protectors. You know, some of them aren't even a surge protector. People buy them; they're just a plug strip. So
sure.
You got to make sure of that too. But yeah, whole house surge protectors on the panels that we can install for you. And now even another thing is DTE's actually brought out a surge protector that goes on your meter. Which is kind of in our generator world.
Why would you want that on the meter?
Because now it's before the transfer switch, okay. Right? Mm-hmm. Where we could never really put anything on the meter from Edison.
Legally.
They would never allow us to, and,
right.
And we've never been able to do it on our transfer switches. So having the surge protector, you know, before the transfer switch is before the source, obviously.
It might protect your panel as well. Then.
Right. It will protect your panel, too. And hey, in all this surge protection world, the more you can have, the better you're going to be.
You yeah. know, I'm a skeptical homeowner. How important is that really, Paul, a surge protector? Talk about some of the things you've seen on houses that are not properly protected.
Oh, surge suppression is, I mean, I've seen it happen in front of my eyes at my office. Okay. We had a brownout, and then I saw my computer, my monitor, and my server smoke right in front of my eyes. I smelled it, and then I saw it. And I mean, I can honestly say I've put in a lot of surge suppressors, and we fixed a lot of burned-up wiring, but I've never actually seen it myself until that day. So...
And you did not have it.
I had a cheap surge suppressor in my office.
Bless your heart.
And I did, and it went right through it. So
wow.
Now I had my IT guy said, "You supply me, and with what I need." And he came in and he put in some good equipment. And I only used him because I wanted to make sure that, you know, he services all of our computer, and all of our hardware in our office. So I said, "I want you to supply that." But when you buy, if you buy a surge suppressor for your home, buy one from a reputable company, you know, a computer, you know.
If you would have done that, how much money would you have saved? Like, surge protector going to cost money, but did you lose more in equipment?
Oh, I lost. Oh. Yeah, I lost. Yeah, I lost my
thousands,
computer.
Thousands.
And
yeah,
then he had to go.
Right.
Yeah, to go back and
stress.
Download everything. I lost my server. I lost everything. It smoked everything. No, I take that back. My server didn't get smoked. That was on a backup. It was my two office computers got smoked, and so we didn't lose everything. It was on the server. Now that I'm thinking about it, but I did have to replace the monitors and the. They went right out.
Kind of nice about the new about a lot of these surge protectors too. That like Siemens and Intermatic and stuff like that. They'll even give you a warranty so that if you did catch a surge, they will pay up to so much money towards your damage.
Oh,
equipment.
Peace of mind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
And your homeowner's insurance, you know, covers things like that.
Yeah, I had a guy lose about $50,000 in equipment between four air conditioners, sub zeros, electric ranges, everything.
Now all your appliances have the low voltage electronics on them anymore,
oh,
right?
Yeah.
So a good surge protector is a good insurance.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, absolutely.
So I would say definitely contact DTE and find out if they're installing those in your area. I'm assuming.
Right. Yeah, they are.
They are.
I mean, everybody. I've been telling everybody for the generators, you know, to get them because you know it's only even though they have them on the inside, it's nothing protects that out there. So, and that's the thing. I mean, before we transfer, we could catch a surge. You know.
So you would have a homeowner call their local utility provider first?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, start there.
Yeah.
I mean, if they're offering that, start there. Because like Dominic said, you no matter how much surge suppression we put into your house, you cannot protect that transfer switch without it being protected ahead of it. So that transfer switch has a ton of mechanical and electronics, mechanical features and electronics in it. And all you need to do is just fry that board and that's it. That generator is not going to run. It's not going to transfer.
Right.
It may not even start if that board's fried. So
the generator will start.
It will start,
but it won't transfer.
But it won't transfer. So there you go. Yeah. And that is that's your first line of defense.
So let's talk about the future. And according to everything you hear, future is electric cars. Yep. And you guys are starting to get certifications and learn more about EV charging and actually offer EV charging. Can you speak to that, please?
Yeah, EV charging, I mean, I would say the certification really for us isn't there in regards to installing an EV charger. Basically, what do? Dominic, we just hang them on the wall and then bring power.
Yeah,
well,
I mean, hang them on the wall.
The homeowner or their dealer or are supplying those EV chargers to the car buyer, the homeowner.
Sure,
and then they tell us,
right,
we read it and it's some are 40 amps, some are
50, 80,
120 volts, some are 240 volt, depending on how fast they charge. And then we just have to figure out, how to get power to that thing in their garage. And, and some people want more than one, and some of them run up to 70 amps,
80
240,
amps,
80 amps, 240 volt.
50 lightnings and 80.
So let's talk to that issue, because I think one of the new scams 25 years ago, it was duct cleaning with a shop vac.
Right.
But I think it's going to be, we're going to install an EV charger in your garage, and they'll be extending a 20-amp GFCI protected circuit, which we know will take a week and a half to charge the car.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. Right. And that's where the 50-amp and the 80 amps come in to get them charging faster. But the main thing we've been doing a lot of is giving them the secondary meter so that they can get a little discount from Edison from if they charge from whatever the hours they tell them they can charge from. They can charge it any. It's not like AC interruptible where they would interrupt you, but it's a secondary meter where if you charge, I think it's from 3 to 8 or 8 to 6 in the morning or whatever, they're off peak hours. If you're charging, you get a better kilowatt hour rate.
So what about the impact of a 50 to 80 amp circuit being added to an existing home?
Well, it's a lot, because most houses in this day don't even draw 80 amps.
Exactly.
Back in the day, we had 60 amp services on everything, and doing a lot of upgraded service changes, upping everybody up to, we don't even skip over the one, we don't even give them 150s anymore, we skip right over and go right to the 200, to make sure.
In your new houses.
No, in the new houses, in our new houses, they're 200 amp.
Right. But I'm saying when we go to a person's house, they bought an EV car, now they only have 100 amp service. They got a new F-150 Lightning and they want me to hook up an 80 amp charge. we're upping them up to a 200 amp service. Or with that EV charger, we're actually coming off the meter again, so we're not using your panel at all.
Yeah, I was going to say, Mr. Smith, if you don't need to cook or use the air conditioning, you can charge your truck.
Yeah, that's what it comes down to.
I mean,
the minimum amperage size in a house is 100 amps. And right. So, there you go.
And are you installing more and more of these all the time?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I get calls.
With service changes.
Electric cars are up in sales still. So, more and more people are
And you guys
up.
Have to be learning a ton about this as you're doing it as
a little
well.
Bit, yeah. The some of the systems are kind of cool how they work. Like Tesla actually has a pretty cool system where if you had a couple Tesla cars, you made one main station and then a little... And that main station will tell which station to give a bigger charge to, so that this car don't need that much charge, it gives it to this car, and then they plateau out to be just the same. So there is some cool stuff out there for the electric cars, and I know there's even some companies that are bringing out the electric car chargers that do some stuff, but we normally just go off of what the people get from the
dealer. With new battery technology, I'm assuming the charging is probably going to be less, the amperage will probably drop. you know, with new battery technology. I mean, you know, we're in the infancy of this, so if you
and how much does their electric bill go up with all this stuff?
Fingers crossed. Oh.
I mean, well, you're not buying gas, so
that's true. I know. Think about it. Double your house.
You're right. Well, let's go ahead and admit this, guy. None of this stuff is getting any less expensive. And if you think you need a standby generator, we want you to call Lake Point Electric today at 877-77-WIRE. Paul, Dominic, thank you very much for coming in with us today.
Thank you.
We appreciate both of you very much. Thanks for taking good care of our listeners out there. Once again, you've been listening to the Inside Outside Guys with special guest Lake Point Electric.